Today's reading begins in Psalm 66, verse 1. Psalm 66, verse 1. Shout for joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of His name. Give to Him glorious praise. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds! So great is your power that your enemies come cringing to you. All the earth worships you and sings praises to you. They sing praises to your name. Come and see what God has done. He is awesome in His deeds and toward the children of man. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the river on foot. There did we rejoice in Him who rules by His might forever, whose eyes keep watch on the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Bless our God, O peoples. Let the sound of His praise be heard, who has kept our soul among the living and has not let our feet slip. For You, O God, have tested us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You brought us into the net. You laid a crushing burden on our backs. You let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, yet You have brought us out of a place of abundance. I will come into Your house with burnt offerings. I will perform my vows to You, that which my lips uttered and my mouth promised when I was in trouble. I will offer to You burnt offerings of fattened animals with the smoke of the sacrifice of rams. I will make an offering of bulls and goats. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will tell what He has done for my soul. I cried to Him with my mouth, and high praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But truly God has listened. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, because He has not rejected my prayer or removed His steadfast love from me. Psalm 67. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make His face to shine upon us, that Your way may be known on earth, Your saving power among all nations. Let the peoples praise You, O God. Let all the peoples praise You. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for You judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth. Let the peoples praise You, O God. Let all the peoples praise You. The earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, let all the ends of the earth fear Him. Psalm 68. God shall arise, His enemies shall be scattered, and those who hate Him shall flee before Him. As smoke is driven away, so You shall drive them away. As wax melts before fire, so the wicked shall perish before God. But the righteous shall be glad. They shall exult before God. They shall be jubilant with joy. Sing to God, sing praises to His name. Lift up a song to Him who rides through the deserts. His name is the Lord, exult before Him. Father of the fatherless and protector of widows is God in His holy habitation. God settles the solitary in a home. He leads out the prisoners to prosperity, but the rebellious dwell in a parched land. O God, when You went out before Your people, when You marched through the wilderness, the earth quaked, the heavens poured down rain before God, the one of Sinai, before God, the God of Israel. Rain in abundance, O God, You shed abroad. You restored Your inheritance as it languished. Your flock found a dwelling in it. In Your goodness, O God, You provided for the needy. The Lord gives the word. The women who announce the news are a great host. The kings of the armies, they flee, they flee. The women at home divide the spoil. Though You men lie among the sheepfolds, the wings of a dove covered with silver, its pinions with shimmering gold. When the Almighty scatters kings there, let snow fall on Zalmon. O mountain of God, mountain of Bashan, O many-peaked mountain, mountain of Bashan, why do You look with hatred, O many-peaked mountain, at the mount that God desired for His abode, yes, where the Lord will dwell forever? The chariots of God are twice 10,000, thousand upon thousands. The Lord is among them. Sinai is now in the sanctuary. You ascended on high, leading a host of captives in Your train and receiving gifts among men, even among the rebellious, that the Lord God may dwell there. Blessed be the Lord, who daily bears us up. God is our salvation. Our God is a God of salvation, and to God the Lord belong deliverances from death. But God will strike the heads of His enemies, the hairy crown of him who walks in his guilty ways. The Lord said, I will bring him back from Bashan. I will bring them back from the depths of the sea, that you may strike your feet in their blood, that the tongues of your dogs may have their portion from the foe. Your procession is seen, O God, the procession of my God, my King, into the sanctuary. The singers in front, the musicians last, between them virgins playing tambourines. Bless God in the great congregation, the Lord, O you who are of Israel's fountain. There is Benjamin, the least of them, in the lead, the princes of Judah in their throng, the princes of Zebulun, the princes of Naphtali. Summon your power, O God, the power, O God, by which you have worked for us. Because of your temple at Jerusalem, kings shall bear gifts to you. Rebuke the beasts that dwell among the reeds, the herd of bulls with the calves of the peoples. Trample underfoot those who lust after tribute. Scatter the peoples who delight in war. Nobles shall come from Egypt. Cush shall hasten to stretch out her hands to God. O kingdoms of the earth, sing to God. Sing praises to the Lord. To him who rides in the heavens, the ancient heavens, behold, he sends out his voice, his mighty voice. Ascribe power to God, whose majesty is over Israel, and whose power is in the skies. Awesome is God from his sanctuary, the God of Israel. He is the one who gives power and strength to his people. Blessed be God. Some truly uplifting words for us to consider this morning. Now let's go back to Psalm 66 and recognize that this is a psalm of thanksgiving identified as a song. It includes both that assembled type of praise as well as individual praise. It calls for the earth to praise and to worship God, and the psalmist is describing and celebrating the works of God, specifically the crossing of the Red Sea. That assembled call to praise continues as the psalmist describes God's deliverance and his protection. Then moving to an individual thanksgiving, declares his intention to fulfill his vows, to perform sacrifices, inviting others to listen to his personal testimony of God's deliverance and protection, thanking him for his steadfast love. Psalm 67 was rather short, but it's another thanksgiving song. And it is thanking God for a fruitful harvest. There is a little bit that is lost in the translation between the Hebrew all the way to English. But if you consider the way the Hebrew was written, and I'm no Hebrew expert, I rely on others to interpret this for me, but it is stated that in the Hebrew version, it also had this petition that was within it, that the psalmist is asking God to bless them with a fruitful harvest. So we read it in English and see it as merely a thanksgiving, but the original was written in such a way that it was thanksgiving and petition at the same time. It was a confident petition. Psalm 68 is a little bit longer, stating it's a psalm of David, a song. However, the construction lends itself to the possibility that it might have been more than one song that got collected together. It is theorized that this was possibly one of the songs that was sung during a procession as the Ark of the Covenant would return from battle, a praise psalm praising God for providing victory, pointing out that God will rise and scatter his enemies, praising God for his protection and helping the helpless, describing God's power and his provision in bringing his people through the wilderness into the promised land, another victory song, and then describing the glory of God's mountain, Zion, the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. And the psalmist then blesses God for delivering them from their enemies, describes the procession of the Ark of the Covenant, and finally ends with summoning God to destroy enemy nations and encouraging those nations to praise God for his power, his strength, and his majesty. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.